This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was a challenge to India's women power and has proved to be a death knell for the perpetrators. He was speaking at the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan, organized on the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar at Jamburi Maidan in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh, today. The Prime Minister further stated that India will not tolerate any form of proxy war and is determined to respond firmly to such acts of terror.
Pahalgam mein aatankiyon ne sirf bhartiyon ka khoon hi nahi bahaya, hamari sanskriti par bhi prahar kiya. Aatankwadiyon ne bharat ki nari shakti ko chunauti di hai. ये चुनौती आतंकवादियों और उनके आकाओं के लिए काल बन गई है. काल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और सफल ऑपरेशन है.
Referring to the public welfare schemes of the government, the Prime Minister said that today our government is working on the public welfare mantras of Lokmata Ahilyabai. Nagrik Devo Bhava is the mantra of governance today. Our government is making the vision of women-led development the pivot of development. Women are at the center of every major scheme of the government. In this program, Mr. Modi inaugurated the Datia Airport, built on 124 acres at a cost of 60 crore rupees, and the newly built Satna Airport at a cost of about 37 crore rupees. He also inaugurated the first phase of the metro train in Indore. He also released the first installment for the construction of 1,271 new Atal Gram Seva Sadan. The construction of Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans will provide permanent building facilities to the Gram Panchayats. Colombia has officially withdrawn its statement that was issued expressing condolences on the loss of lives in Pakistan after the Indian strikes during Operation Sindoor. The statement came after a meeting of all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Colombia, Rosa Yolanda Villavicencio, in Colombia. Briefing Colombian ministers and senior officials, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor expressed India's view of recent events and voiced disappointment at Colombia's statement.
The president is quite correct. We value very much the connection with BRICS, of which we are a founding member. We are also very, very attached to the growth of the global south, the countries of the developing world. And as far as India, which recently chaired the global south, is concerned, we would love to march together on the adventure of development and progress.
Meanwhile, another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Srikanth Eknath Shinde has concluded their visit to Sierra Leone. In Mizoram, several people are feared dead after six houses, including a hotel, collapsed after a landslide triggered by heavy rain hit the Longtlai town. Officials said that the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. last night in the Bazarweng and Chandmari areas. Rescue operations are underway, led by the State Disaster Response Force and personnel from the 3rd Indian Reserve Battalion, with help from volunteers of the Young Lai Association, the largest civil society group in the district. More details are awaited. In wrestling, Indian grapplers clinched six medals, including four golds, at the Ulaanbaatar Open 2025 in Mongolia yesterday. Paris Olympian Antim Pangal led the charge with a dominant 10-0 win in the women's 53kg category, defeating Natalia Malysheva. India's medal tally now stands at 12, with 5 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze at the 3rd United World Wrestling Ranking Series event. In French Open men's doubles, India's Yuki Bhambri and his American partner Robert Galloway advanced to the third round with a thrilling 3-set victory over 7 seeds Nikola Mektic and Michael Venus in Paris today. Bhambri and Galloway will next face the 9-seeded American pair of Christian Harrison and Yvonne King for a place in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.